Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, radio family. It is time once again to welcome you to the weekend edition of Community Focus. Wonderful company as always. Thank you for listening here on our intercom stations. Not just your great company, but the company of members of our Community Focus family. Haven't chatted with this lady in such a long time, so it's always great when we have family. Regular members of our Community Focus family joining us. She is regular in every sense of the word, as I want to welcome back from Bynum Law Firm PLLC, Christy Bynum. Hi, Christy.
Good morning.
Good morning. Girl, you are looking so good.
Thank you.
So welcome. You know, we were just talking about this in Radio Family, Christy, because we, you know, we're just so conversational, both off as well as on the air. It's just ironic that now that summer, we might as well say, is officially here.
Mm-hmm.
And usually during the summer months, the biggest concern, and I'm talking to my ladies this morning, so fellas, you may can understand if your lady is going through this, it's that time of the season when you're like, what am I going to do with my hair? And then sure enough, we both have decided to go natural.
Mm-hmm.
We have about the similar curl pattern, not to mention the same hair color. Now, how often does that happen?
Yes. Great minds think alike.
Absolutely. And given the fact we haven't seen each other in a while,
mm-hmm.
that's even better. But welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you back because, Christy, every time we get together, we have a great opportunity to share information with our radio family,
mm-hmm.
with our listeners. Especially with individuals who are constantly trying to be educated as much as possible. And I thank you for being an expert in this area of expertise on reverse mortgages. So right away, Radio Family, that is, aside from what we just talked about, is going to be the focus of our conversation this morning. But for those who may not be too familiar with you, let's do a little recap.
Okay.
Christy, if you will, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
All right. Well, again, my name is Christy Bynum with the Bynum Law Firm, and I am a real estate attorney. Specifically, I say you're traveling real estate attorney. So I close, you know, mortgage transactions, purchase, refinance, as well as reverse mortgage transactions on location. So that's what the traveling piece is. I will go to a client's home,
yeah.
realtor's office, lender's office for closings.
Okay, fantastic. Now, why or how did you get involved with reverse mortgages? Because usually most people don't put an attorney in mm-hmm. a reverse mortgage in the same sentence.
Well, actually, I met a reverse mortgage lender, I guess now it's been about 6 years ago.
Okay.
And we became introduced because of the traveling piece.
Okay.
And so she learned about the traveling and she loved it. She did reverse mortgages, so she wasn't able to get an attorney to go to her closings.
Okay.
And so when she found out that I traveled, you know, she approached me about it. And like many, at first I was hesitant because I didn't know much about the product.
Right.
And I had heard so many horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
So then before I said yes, I did my own research and I learned the truths
yeah.
about it and how it can be a helpful product.
Absolutely. And I'm so happy that you mentioned that because when we have someone like yourself to come on a public affairs show such as Community Focus, of course, the primary goal is to educate
mm-hmm.
our radio family about various topics of discussion. That comes up a lot, especially not only one as being homeowners,
mm-hmm.
but particularly who reverse mortgages really are geared toward,
mm-hmm.
which are older adults
right.
who have been in their homes for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
They've raised children. They've raised grandchildren.
Right.
Some have had the joy of raising even great-grandchildren. But they're at a point in their life where they're likely in a house for a number of years, not only raising family, but have decided this likely is going to be the very last house
mm-hmm.
that mother or father or just senior plans to own
mm-hmm.
for the rest of their lives. Because a lot of people sometimes when you find a really good house, a really good neighborhood, You have very good neighbors. Sometimes you just don't want to uproot and go other places.
Right.
And if you're in a position to be stationary mm-hmm. for a long period of time, because nowadays you have people who are staying in their homes
mm-hmm.
a lot longer than they have maybe in previous generations, here's a great opportunity to learn about the positives or the mm-hmm. negatives, sort of like the myths and the facts
right.
about reverse mortgages. Well, define what a reverse mortgage is and what it's not, now that we've talked about
okay.
that.
Well, I'll start with what it is not. The bank does not come in and take your house. With a reverse mortgage, you still own the house. Mm-hmm. And a reverse mortgage is very similar to a refinance transaction mm-hmm. in that essentially a reverse mortgage is just pulling the equity out of the house. So the home is that asset. Of course, the house itself, you can't, you know, it's not a monetary, not a liquid asset.
Right.
So a reverse mortgage allows you to liquidate the asset, meaning just pulling the equity out, mm-hmm. getting cash value out of it, while you, as the homeowner, still right. own the home.
And that's the nice thing about it, because as homeowners, and I'll use myself for example, the nice thing is when we make either certain renovations mm-hmm. to the home. If we want to say, let's repaint the house, I want to put shutters on the house, I want to get a new roof,
right.
something that I did recently about a couple of years ago. Just the little things to kind of spruce it up
mm-hmm.
and add value to the home. That's really nice that as you're putting that money in,
mm-hmm.
when it's time to do the reverse or the opposite and take it out, you'll have the money there for you.
Right. And it's similar to, you know, like with a home equity line, you know, you can do a home equity line.
Right.
But with the home equity line, you're going to have to make payments.
Yeah.
With the reverse mortgage, there are no payments.
Wow.
And so the reverse mortgage is repaid once the borrower no longer resides in the house, whether mm-hmm. that means you sell the house and
okay.
move to a retirement community.
Right.
Or, if you pass away, but you mm-hmm. don't necessarily have to live there until you pass away. You can sell the house, you know, whenever you're ready.
Wow, that's fantastic. Christy, let me just ask you this question as an aside. In the years that you've been doing reverse mortgages, how much of an increase from individuals once they do know the real behind the story of what a reverse mortgage can do and especially can help the individual? How much of an increase have you really seen a lot of older adults take advantage of this?
Well, at one point we saw a huge increase.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the rules changed back in, I believe it was October, September, mm-hmm. whereas, you know, they've decreased the amount that you can pull out. So you do have to have about 50 to 60% equity in the home,
okay.
depending on how old you are.
Right.
So we have seen a bit of a decrease in, you know, over the last several months just because of that change.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of people use it for different reasons. I've had one lady use reverse mortgage to pay for her daughter's wedding.
Wow.
Yeah. Some people use it to pay for in-home care.
Mm-hmm.
We've had that a lot. But so you can use it for serious things such as medical bills, medications.
Right.
Some seniors are trying to decide between buying those groceries or buying that medication.
Absolutely.
And then others, you know, just you need additional income for mm-hmm. a vacation or, like I said, a wedding or
yeah.
whatever.
That is really amazing because, you know, your typical wedding,
mm-hmm.
now this is just going to depend, and I don't want you to go into the specifics with your particular client, but just trying to figure out, you know, when we think of weddings, that is a very special day
mm-hmm.
for a lot of people, and you want the best as much as you can get within whatever your budget constraints
right.
may happen to be. So how wonderful that she was able to do that for her daughter
mm-hmm.
to you know, really make perhaps one of the most important days of her life truly special.
Right.
By being able to do that.
And then we also have some people use it for retirement.
Yeah.
Because with the reverse mortgage, you know, you can leave the funds on there as a line of credit, which means that, you know, you do the reverse mortgage, but you mm-hmm. have this money sitting there
right.
just waiting if
right.
and when you ever need to pull from it. And then, but the longer it sits there, it's earning interest.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people will do the reverse mortgage early, you know, 4 or 5 years before they actually need it.
Oh, great.
Then when you need it 4 or 5 years later, you have more in there. It's earning interest.
Right.
And, you know, if their retirement income is not where it was,
yeah.
you know, it may be a good option.
Absolutely. Now, you touched on this a little bit. Let's get more into detail. Those stories about people who have done reverse mortgages
mm-hmm.
and their house was taken from them. Because probably a lot of people, and let's just say for some of our listeners this morning, Christy may be thinking, and that's the one thing when you have insomnia
right.
in the middle of the night, you're going to see infomercials just everywhere. Yes. And I remember when that used to be me, and that would be one of the first things that I would see that would come on late night television. Mm-hmm. And like you said, a lot of people, even yourself originally, before you got into doing it on a regular basis, were a little hesitant. How can that actually happen? What are some of the do's and don'ts when we think about these stories?
Well, just like, you know, with a traditional mortgage and you making these payments, usually your taxes and insurance are escrowed into that mortgage payment.
Right.
Which means that mortgage company is holding an escrow account for you and they pay your taxes and insurance every year. With a reverse mortgage, you don't have payments. So it's very, very, very important for the borrower to understand. And we go over it multiple times at closing.
Excellent.
Whereas right. We remind the borrower, you will be responsible for paying those taxes and insurance every year. Mm-hmm. Now, having said that, the rules have also changed with reverse mortgage. Even though there is no credit requirement for a reverse mortgage, mm-hmm. if they review your credit and the credit might not be great, right. then they will require what's called a set aside. Meaning they will set aside an account, a certain amount for that particular borrower. If they think they may have trouble paying taxes and insurance every year, they will pull a certain amount of funds and set those aside so that then the reverse mortgage lender will pay the taxes and insurance for that borrower every year.
That's really good to know, because that really puts me in the mind of, let's just say, like a rainy day account that you would have with either your bank or your credit union.
Right.
Where every month they will set aside, whether it's just a few cents or even as much as a dollar or maybe even two. That's a really great way to sort of lessen the burden of wondering whether or not you're going to have enough money to pay those taxes and insurance, like you said.
Because that was the biggest downfall. When you hear all those stories about, you know, the bank taking their house, it's a foreclosure, just like with the traditional mortgage. The reverse mortgage lender can foreclose just like a traditional mortgage lender can. But the three defaults to a reverse mortgage are, number one, failure to reside in the home and failure to pay taxes and insurance and keep up the general maintenance of the house.
So to have this to really help that individual make sure that those monies are there.
Right.
That is a great thing. And it is so great, Kristy Bynum, to have you back here on the program. Now, one more question before we go to our first break of the morning. We mentioned that as far as reverse mortgages, you touched on the age requirement. Let's share that with our listeners.
So you have to be 62 and older and, of course, own your home.
Okay.
And like I said, you do have to have a good bit of equity in the home.
Right.
The amount of equity, you know, about 50 to 60% now. Of course, it depends on your age, because it's based on, you know, your life expectancy. So the older you are, you know, you'd be able to pull a little bit more out versus a younger borrower.
Right. Excellent. Well, excellent job, my dear. Didn't expect anything less.
You're
so welcome, as a so nice twin to be back. You know, I really wish, well, of course, this is radio, so family, just use your imagination. But trust me, I'm saying we're twinning here with the hair and everything. But thank you so much, Kristy. Great information. We're going to continue in our conversation and get back on track with reverse mortgages. I have some more questions for you, but family, welcome back home.
Awesome.
And thank you, radio family, for taking the time to be with us here on the program. Joining me, Renee Vaughn, is Kristy Bynum of Bynum Law Firm, PLLC. And we will return with more of the weekend edition of Community Focus. We're coming back right after this. And it is more the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard Saturday and Sunday mornings here on our intercom stations. Thank you, radio family, for your great company. And I certainly am loving the company of Kristy Bynum. Again, she's with Bynum Law Firm, PLLC. Kristy is an attorney, and she's telling us some great information about reverse mortgages. So, Kristy, just for those who may not have been with us at the beginning of the program, just sort of a recap, if you're an individual 62 years of age or older, you currently own your home, you have at least up to, if more than hopefully, 50 to 60% of equity in your home, you are a prime candidate for a reverse mortgage. So as we get back into conversation, let me ask you this. Why would someone even want a reverse mortgage in the first place?
Well, like I said, it's if you're one of those seniors who trying to decide between purchasing medication or purchasing groceries.
Right.
Or if you're in a situation to where maybe your health is not quite where it used to be, but you don't want to go into a nursing home, and in-home care can be really expensive.
Right.
A reverse mortgage can be used as a tool to age in place, to pay for in-home care. In fact, I did a reverse mortgage in Burlington a few weeks ago, where there were the kids that were wanting to pay for some in-home care for their mom, and they used the reverse mortgage for that purpose.
Wow. So there are so many different situations, different scenarios, because, of course, everybody's situation is not going to be exactly the same. But how nice to know that if that money is needed, it's there.
Right.
Absolutely. Now, we touched on this earlier, too, but if we can do another recap on this as well. Give us some examples, and feel free to share as many as you like.
Okay.
Of how some of your clients have taken advantage of a reverse mortgage. And I have three. Let's start with save from a foreclosure, for example.
So we've had a situation in the past where the home was in foreclosure. The people, the borrowers had an existing mortgage on the home.
Right.
And so even though they were in foreclosure, you know, they still had a good bit of equity in the home.
Right.
So we were able to do the reverse mortgage, pay off their existing mortgage. Now they can stay in the home.
Nice.
Payment free. Mm-hmm. They don't have to make any payments. And also, and I don't think I mentioned this, proceeds from the reverse mortgage are tax-free because it's a loan.
Yeah.
So even if you do the reverse mortgage to pay off a foreclosure, or if you do it to get a lump sum,
right,
you don't have to pay taxes on that money. And the money is just repaid once the home is sold later on.
That is fantastic. That's really good to know, especially as before we know it, tax season will be rolling around yet again. Give us an example on retirement.
So, I think I mentioned this before, when you do the reverse mortgage, you have three options. You can either pull out the lump sum or leave the money on there as a line of credit, or you can receive monthly payments.
Right.
So for retirement purposes, let's say, you know, you have a financial advisor, you're going over your retirement plan, your retirement funds aren't where you quite want them to be. And so you do the reverse mortgage early on so that you can leave those funds on there as a line of credit. And that line of credit is earning interest, which means it's growing.
That's great.
And so 4 or 5 years down the road, you'll have a lot more money in there than you did initially.
Yeah.
And so once your retirement funds start to deplete, then you can just pull from those funds as needed.
Yeah.
And again, I don't think I mentioned this either. The line of credit is not added to the loan balance until you actually make a withdrawal from it.
Okay.
So if you never make a withdrawal from it, then that's just less money that you'll have to pay back when the house is sold.
Exactly.
But it certainly is there if and when it's ever needed.
That's another excellent example. And one more, let's touch on in-home care.
So we did a reverse mortgage. There were two sisters. And actually, one sister had serious health problems. She was in a wheelchair, and then the healthier sister was taking care of her.
Right.
Unfortunately, the healthier sister passed away.
Wow.
And so the loan officer actually did this, and this is why I urge people not to call those 1-800 numbers, talk to an individual. Once the healthy sister passed away, the loan officer helped the sister who needed care, helped her get the funds from her reverse mortgage to pay for that in-home care.
Right.
So she was able to stay home. They were able to pay for 24-hour nursing care for her.
Fantastic.
And she didn't have to go to a nursing home.
That is beautiful. And very seldom do we have situations like that in which, unfortunately, she did lose her sister, who was, without question, her primary caregiver. But the fact that that loan officer just stepped in, that's fantastic.
Yeah, the loan officers that I work with, I mean, they really care about their
clients.
You know, they don't just, day of closing, never speak to them again.
Right.
And again, this is why I urge people. I know we see those commercials on TV, but call and speak to somebody who you can sit down with face to face.
Absolutely. And I like that too, Christy, because you're right. When we see those infomercials and we see that 1-800 number, you're right. If you just are fortunate enough to know someone like yourself and you have questions, that's the best source,
right,
I believe, that one should go to get the correct information and to find out what reverse mortgages really are about and what they can and cannot do for the individual.
The reality is, you know, each situation is different.
Exactly.
Now, while reverse mortgage may be a good tool for some person, and it may not necessarily be a best tool for you, that's why you need to sit down and talk to somebody.
Absolutely.
Let them know what your situation is.
Right.
You know, we can run some numbers. We don't have to pull credit or anything. We can just run numbers based on your date of birth.
Fantastic.
We can, you know, use an approximate valuation on the property. And we can go from there. And my main focus is, of course, to just educate people. You know, I'm not a loan officer. I'm an attorney. I'm just trying to educate people on the product and that it can be a helpful tool. It's not for everyone. Right. But it can be helpful and it's, depending on the situation.
Exactly, Christy. And thank you for mentioning that, because it's at least worth getting in contact with you to find out more about it.
Right.
Like you said, they may not need it down the road, but then again, how much more so that if they should, they're really in a great place having talked to someone like yourself. And this, too, can really be a great situation, Christy. I was thinking about when we talk about who qualifies for the reverse mortgage, individuals 62 years of age and older who are homeowners, a lot of those homeowners are single individuals.
Right.
They don't have a spouse or an additional income that's coming in. So for a lot of those persons, and they may be widowed, they may have lost a husband or a wife.
Right.
And in that situation, how much more so that that reverse mortgage can help when situations like that come across?
In situations we've seen a lot more frequently here lately, you know, parents have gotten into a situation to where they've helped their kids a lot in the past, so their savings is not quite where it used to be.
Right.
And so this is where a lot of times the reverse mortgage will come in.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, 62 and older and a homeowner, but there is no credit requirement.
Exactly.
Now, they do pull credit, of course, because they want to make sure you don't have any outstanding judgments out there.
Right.
And then that credit will also come into play if they require a set-aside for taxes and insurance. But you don't have to have a minimum or maximum score to qualify.
Good to know. And that's a very great lead into the next question. If one does fit that criteria, they're probably asking, well, do I need good credit to qualify?
Right. And the answer is no. You do not have to have great credit. Like I said, you know, if your credit is not that great, then they will require a set aside, which means you might be able to pull out a little bit less funds because they're going to set some money aside and they will, the lender, when I say they, I mean the lender will take care of paying your taxes and insurance every year. Because first and foremost, they want to make sure that's paid because they don't want the tax department coming in to foreclose or they don't want the house burning down and it's not insured because then you have a serious problem.
Right. Very much so. Radio family, thank you for your great company. Enjoying the company of Christy Bynum. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus. Thank you for tuning in every Saturday and Sunday morning here on our intercom stations. We are really engaged in a very informational conversation on reverse mortgages. And Christy, as we do continue talking this morning here on the weekend edition of Community Focus, I wanted to ask, what are some of the recent changes that have taken place with reverse mortgages? You also mentioned that earlier in the program too.
So the biggest change that's really affected the industry is, like I said, you know, they're requiring you to have a little more equity.
Right.
You're not able to pull out quite as much as it used to be. But then the biggest thing that's a positive to the borrowers, like I said, is that set aside to try to make sure that, you know, you avoid that foreclosure. Because, like I said, the reverse mortgage lender can foreclose just like a traditional lender. A traditional lender requires the taxes and insurance and the general maintenance of the house to be maintained. A reverse mortgage requires the same thing. The only difference is with the reverse, it's just not built into the payment.
Okay.
And so that's where they came up with this set aside to try to remedy some of that.
Excellent. Now, would reverse mortgages be good for someone who is involved with, let's say, financial planning and investments?
Yes. And we actually have several referrals from financial advisors for the retirement piece of it. So like I said, you can use it for those retirement funds, let that money just sit there, earn that interest on a line of credit, and then pull from it as needed, if needed.
Okay. Excellent. And you say you've been doing this again how long now?
For about 6 years now.
Wow. And you, I'm sure, without question, have helped a lot of seniors in these particular situations. I just wanted to get back to a lot of the things with which pulling that equity out has helped. Has there been any particular situation? You don't have to go into particulars, but is there any one person who sticks out who was able to use that in maybe some unusual situation that you normally wouldn't find, like, okay, I wouldn't exactly would have thought of using a reverse mortgage for this particular situation?
Well, I actually had an investor use the reverse mortgage.
Okay.
You know, he did a reverse mortgage on his primary residence.
Oh, wow.
But he's using the proceeds from the reverse mortgage. You know, he just let the money sit there on a line of credit.
Okay.
And he's pulling from it as needed to purchase investment properties.
Oh, wow.
And then once he, you know, he'll do whatever repairs, fix the house up, and then sell it.
Yeah.
And once he sells the house and receives those proceeds, he'll put it back on the line of credit. So he'll just make a payment, add it back to his line of credit, and then when he gets ready to purchase another fixer-upper, he'll pull from it again. And I never thought about that, but I said, that's creative.
That is creative. And thank you. I did not mean to put you on the spot, but you came through like a champ. Because, you know, given what you do as an attorney, and especially when you got on board with reverse mortgages, and like you said, quite a bit has changed since the last time that we have talked, and we mentioned a couple of things here on the weekend edition of Community Focus. But to know that there are so many different ways in which that money can be of a benefit. I'm still stuck on the mother that helped the daughter out to help her on her wedding day. And you can only imagine, because here we are, we're in the throes of graduation season, for one. We've got a lot of kids that are getting out of school, and not just, you know, your elementary and high schools and middle schools, but, you know, colleges.
Right.
Probably some kids who are coming out of grad school. Just so many different situations in which people have really benefited, especially as homeowners and those who qualify, the 62 and up. As people are hearing about this, Christy, when they come to you, when they come to your office, what's typically the most frequently asked question outside of the fact they want to know exactly how is this reverse mortgage going to help me?
Well, the most frequent question I have to say is, well, you know, what if my kids want to keep the house?
Yeah.
And so, you know, like we said, typically with reverse mortgage, the mortgage is paid once the house is sold. And so I do get that question. And however, I will say probably about 80% of my clients do the reverse mortgage so their kids won't fight over the house.
Right.
But in the rare circumstance where they may want to keep the house in the family, I always tell clients you can get a life insurance large enough to a life insurance policy large enough to pay off the reverse. And then, you know, once the person has passed away, the kids will be the beneficiaries of the policy. They can pay off the reverse and keep the house free and clear. Alternatively, the kids can always just refinance. They can get their own mortgage, pay off the reverse, and keep the house. The lender doesn't necessarily, you know, a mortgage lender's not in the business of owning property. They just want the loan paid off.
Paid off, yeah.
So, you know, as long as the kid can find some way to pay off the loan, whether it's a refinance or a life insurance policy or whatever, that's the main thing.
That's really great. And I think, Christy, that would be such a great teaching tool for a lot of parents in teaching their kids. Because as they get older and they start doing things on their own, you know, when you think about purchasing a home, that's a major life-changing event for a lot of us. Whether it's our first home, whether it's an inheritance, you know, in a situation in which you become the executor of the estate is what I'm thinking about, which was the situation for me after my grandmother died. I took over the mortgage in the home that we both had been in when we first moved to the Carolinas back in the 80s, and still in the same home. Here we are in 2018.
Awesome.
So yeah, it is. It's just great to be in that one house. I love my neighborhood. I have an excellent neighbor that takes care of things, you know, when I'm away, because our work schedules are so completely different. So again, as I mentioned, when you have those scenarios and you are a person that you feel most comfortable, it's really great to know that you have something like this to help you. I really appreciate it. And you made a very interesting point a few minutes ago that this would be a good situation in which if you happen to be a parent that wants to, say, perhaps keep the house, quote unquote, in the family, and you have several children. Yeah, that can be a nightmare of sorts when you have kids fighting over property as to who, you know, is the rightful heir or owner once a parent, you know, passes on. And so the fact that now, if any who are listening to us here on the weekend edition of Community Focus are at that point where they're starting to make plans, especially as the parents are aging, you want to know, well, how to prepare long term. Because, you know, worst case scenario, something tragic should happen, and then you don't know how to prepare.
Right.
That can even be putting someone in dire straits. So how great, Christy, that you take the time to sit down with us as individuals. Whether we even hire you as an attorney or we just want additional information on how to really have the correct information, education, knowledge, and know-how about reverse mortgages, we can also go to a person like yourself.
And I also want to mention, I don't think I mentioned this throughout the broadcast, but Reverse mortgages can also be used to purchase a home.
Wow.
So if we have some seniors who are maybe downsizing or something like that, you can use the reverse mortgage to purchase. Now, you will have to put, make a significant down payment, maybe about 50%.
Right.
But again, you can purchase a new home, brand new or new to you, with no mortgage payments.
You know, and this is why I'm glad you every time you come back, we learn something new from you, Christy, which is fantastic, because really when we think about it, who knew that reverse mortgages could have so many benefits? Mm-hmm. You gave some excellent examples of clients you work with personally, and in just giving us an example of a situation where if that's where we find ourselves, mm-hmm. here are the necessary steps to put us in a position to where a reverse mortgage can help that individual.
Right.
Well, Christy, I guess my final question of the morning, well, first of all, is there anything that I didn't cover that you want to mention?
No, I think we covered just about everything.
Okay. Fantastic. And you did a phenomenal job,
by the way,
as you always do. Now, if a person should have additional questions and they're listening to the program this morning, how do they get in contact with you?
Sure. My number is 336-285-9217. And certainly, I'm happy to answer any questions that anyone may have. Again, 336-285-9217. And my office is Bynum Law Firm, and we are located directly behind the Krispy Kreme off of Gate City Boulevard.
So that would be an ideal landmark. If you don't remember the office or even the name, you'll just know, I know it's right behind that Krispy Kreme business.
So it's 2005 Boulevard Street, Suite B as in boy.
Okay.
Like I said, right behind Krispy Kreme.
You cannot miss it. And give me that number once again, Christy.
It's 336-285-9217.
Okay. Fantastic. And Christy, this is something that I don't think I've mentioned to you that's become a new part of our public affairs show is now we also, outside of hearing great conversation of members of our community-focused family like yourself, this information we also will share on our podcast.
Oh.
So we encourage you, radio family, that outside of taking what you have learned today and sharing it with others, they can certainly go to our various radio stations' websites, including WQMG.com, and they will be able to listen to us on the podcast.
Fantastic.
Yes. I tell you, modern technology.
Right.
It is really great. And so are you, my dear. Thank you so much.
You.
You're welcome. Really do appreciate the time. You know, I always have to ask, how's the family?
Doing well.
Yeah.
Doing well.
That little precious girl of yours is how old now?
My little diva. She's 3. She'll be 4 on the 4th of July.
3 going on 33.
Yes.
Absolutely. They grow up so fast, but hopefully not too fast. Absolutely. Well, how is she? Is she like in pre-K now? Or?
She'll be starting pre-K.
Oh, wow.
In the fall.
Is she excited?
She'll be 4 this summer.
Oh, my goodness. Is she ready?
She's ready for kindergarten, but I said we got one more year.
Yeah. Give her a hug for me.
I will do it. Thank you
so much. You're welcome. Thank you. Christy Bynum, attorney with Bynum Law Firm, PLLC. Again, our great conversation on reverse mortgages. Give me that location one more time, Christy.
2005 Boulevard Street.
Okay.
Suite B as in boy.
Excellent. 336-285-9217.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that is the number. So, radio family, visit Christy in person. Her bubbly personality, I promise you, is what you will get.
Thank you.
Just as you've gotten it here, you're welcome on the weekend edition of Community Focus. And certainly, if you do have any additional questions, radio family, reach out to Christy. She'll be more than happy to give you that information you need. Well, Christy, it has been wonderful. You know me, there are no goodbyes.
There you go.
On this program. Indeed, just until next time. So as any additional changes or new information on reverse mortgages comes in, by all means, feel free to come back and we'll update that information for our family.
Perfect. Thank you
You're
so much
so
for having
welcome
me.
And so glad to have Radio Family back and Christy Bynum. And Radio Family, it is always great to have your wonderful company. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't thank you for the good things that you are doing in our communities as well. So please continue to keep up the great work. And indeed, no goodbyes. Just until next time, do enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this weekend as we do wrap up another great conversation here, the weekend edition of Community Focus. Until that next time, do take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.